The blood stains found at the scene of a Guelph homicide almost 3 years ago went under the microscope Thursday. The fourth day of Jaspal Singh Sidhu's murder trial saw an internationally recognized bloodstain pattern analyst take the stand. But while she was able to analyze the blood patterns, Peel Regional Police Det. Tanya Hackenbrook wasn't able to determine the sequence of events that led to the death of Balbir Singh Sidhu. Jaspal is charged with second-degree murder in the death of his father. Hackenbrook was at the scene at 68 Hands Doctor on March 2, 2022, 2 days after the incident that claimed the life of the 68-year-old. The morning saw Hackenbrook deliver a slideshow presentation of her findings and respond to questions from Crown Attorney Peter Keane. Blood was observed in four different areas: the front foyer where Jaspal was handcuffed, the dining room where Balbir's body was located, the kitchen and the hallway connecting the three rooms. Transfer stains were found in the foyer, but not drops of blood. The other rooms had drops. A higher concentration of blood drops was located in the kitchen, particularly on the opposite side of the room, near a sink and drawers. Drops of blood were also observed leading to that area from the entrance of the room. Balbir sustained 8 stab wounds. 2 of the wounds, his chest and his left side, could be considered fatal. He was found deceased, lying on his back, his hand clutching the handle of a blue knife still in his chest. Hackenbrook came to 16 conclusions in her analysis, the court heard. None of those conclusions indicated the presence of Jaspal's blood. Blood was found on Jaspal, on the inner right thigh of the pants he was wearing at the time. A body camera video from an officer earlier in the trial captured a paramedic telling the officer the blood was not his. It was agreed in the early stages of the trial that all the blood found at the scene belonged to Balbir. Another notable bit of testimony came from the analysis of Balbir's abdomen, which was stained in blood. It was suggested Jaspal may have been sitting on him at one point. Keane turned attention to the blood stains on the inner right thigh of Jaspal's pants that he was wearing at the scene. Alluding to one of the stab wounds suffered by Balbir, on his left side, he posed the hypothetical theory that Jaspal was sitting on him. Hackenbrook didn't dismiss the theory. There were two knives involved in this case. One was found in Balbir's chest. The other was a black knife, where the blade was somehow dislodged from the handle. The handle was found under the dining room table. The blade was located in the hallway outside the room, closer to the kitchen. Both had blood stains. The sheath of the blue knife was in a drawer in the kitchen. It was sent for DNA analysis. Forensic biologist Renata Giak from the Center for Forensic Sciences took the stand Thursday afternoon. She said there was no blood found on the sheath, but DNA from at least 3 people could be found. 3 people lived in that section of the house at the time: Jaspal and his parents. She also analyzed a pair of black socks found in the dining room. It was stained with blood, and couldn't rule out the socks were worn by Jaspal, as the DNA of 2 males were found in a swab from the sock. Before going into the evidence at the scene, Hackenbrook delivered a 20-minute crash course on bloodstain pattern analysis to the jury. This was done so she can be qualified as an expert witness, and her opinions could be taken as evidence during the trial. One other witness gave testimony on Thursday. Arian Baradwaj, one of the tenants from downstairs, noted he heard sounds from upstairs at the time. 3 specific sounds he heard were people running, glass breaking, and someone falling down. He initially testified on Tuesday, but came back via Zoom to clarify some sounds he heard, and when he heard them, he told the court he heard people running while he was in his bedroom. The glass breaking came as he was in his living room, and called 911. Baradwaj isn't sure where he was in relation to hearing someone falling. There are 14 witnesses expected to testify for the Crown. It's unclear if Jaspal will take the stand. The trial continues Friday morning.